93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is aptly entitled Breaking Bad News. I mean, it's tough to break bad news to someone you love.
Horrible.
And that's what's going to happen today because we have April calling in on Breaking Bad News. Good morning, April.
Morning.
Hi, honey.
Thanks for emailing us first and then obviously being on our show now. You're going to break bad news to your boyfriend, John. Is that right?
Yeah.
Anytime we have a boyfriend or a husband and wife, my first question is always, you're not going to call him and tell him you're cheating on him, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not that we would definitely take that call. I just so have to prepare myself because
right.
It's a little tough. All right. So what's going on in your world here, April?
Well, I don't know what's going on in John's world, maybe.
Yeah.
Who's my boyfriend, John. I found... I'll say like a collection of panties that aren't mine in our closet.
Oh boy.
That word.
And I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, I guess I want to tell him I found them.
Right.
First I was just going to just throw them out or something. Cause I don't know. They're not mine. So I don't know whose they are or what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't think there's cheating going on because I see him all the time.
Right.
You know, I just think I would know. So I don't know. I got to tell him, though, that I found him.
Sure. After doing this job for several years, yeah. I know that one thing is for certain. Women's intuition is 99% of the time right. So if your first thought was, well, he's not cheating, then that's probably 99% the case. But are you thinking now that maybe he's wearing them or he has a fascination with them?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
What would be worse for you if they were actually someone else's or their...
Well, they're definitely somebody else's.
What he enjoys wearing.
If it's someone else's,
yeah.
That's bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. But if he
whether
wore
or not anything's going on,
that's
bad.
Yeah. See what you're saying there. So
I want to know who they belong to.
Right.
Yeah.
So if he bought them off of Craigslist,
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's a thing.
That's disgusting.
Go on Craigslist right now. They sell used panties all the time.
You know they do that in China in vending machines?
They actually do that here in America on Craigslist.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people. All right, so now how many are we talking here, April? What he had 6, 11, 40?
I counted 14.
14, okay.
Underpants?
One for every 2 weeks, one for each day.
And they're not new, like they're not a gift to me or anything.
Right.
They don't have tags on them or anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Are they like
what
very
they
sexy?
Like?
Yeah, are they like thong stuff or boy shorts or lacy numbers? What do we got?
It's a mix.
Mix.
It's a mix.
Lacy stuff and...
Yeah.
This is truly a mystery, but it doesn't have to be because we're going to get to the bottom of it. All right, April, we're going to play a song right now. And then when it's over, we will give John a call here and we will try to see what's happening all together on Breaking Bad News. Okay.
Okay.
All right. By the way, how long have you guys been going out?
We've been together for 4 years and we've been together about a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well,
so it's been some time.
That's enough.
All right, all that's coming up next here on Breaking Bad News with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We just heard from April's been going out with her boyfriend John for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Recently found women's underwear in his possession. Now, he doesn't know that she found them. They are not new. They are not a gift for her. And she doesn't know if he's messing around. Maybe he's got an underwear fetish. Maybe he's wearing them. We don't know.
We don't know. We just know it's a bag of a variety pack of underpants.
Yeah, right. Breaking bad news.
I'm going to do it. All right.
Do it, girlfriend. All right. Do it.
We'll call John for you here on 93.1 Jams.
Hey.
Hey, honey.
How's it going?
You
all right? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I was doing a little bit of reorganizing.
Good one.
Thanks to the book that my mom got me, and I found some stuff of yours in the closet that I want to say I'm angry about it, and I'm trying not to be angry about it, but
What did you find?
I found underwear that's not mine. like panties, like women's panties, and they're not mine. A lot of them.
Wait. Did you look through my stuff?
Oh, geez, really?
Good question.
I didn't go through your stuff. I was organizing, and they were in one of your weird little boxes of things. And when I moved stuff around, it, you know, I wasn't going through it. But regardless, I found all this underwear that's not mine, and I don't understand what it is or what it's doing there. Like, why do you have it?
All right. Let me just. It's not what you think, right? It's like, I mean, it's stupid, but
are you wearing them? Because that's what someone just
said. No. They're souvenirs from like.
Ew.
No, I mean, like,
souvenirs.
I know.
From
I'm sorry.
What?
I never got around to throwing them away and stuff because, like, you know, it's not what you think. It's just, I know, I was kind of childish before.
Wait, souvenirs, John, souvenirs from what? What are they souvenirs from? You better what are they souvenirs from? Because if what I'm thinking right now is what you're going to say, I'm fucking pissed. Souvenirs from what, John? What are they souvenirs from?
It's an easy question.
All right. Yeah. So before I met you, I was an immature player, all right? And like
pervert.
You know, not a pervert. It's just stupid. It was just like, you know, you get in a relationship, you know, when you get in a relationship, things change. You grow up, you know? Like I love you and you know that. And
what?
That passed with me where I was like, oh, let me
no,
get like...
Stop. Tell me what they're souvenirs from. You're not answering the question.
I'm trying to answer. First of all, like, I wish you kind of... I mean, I wish you didn't have to go through my stuff. I mean, it's kind of weird.
I was moving stuff.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, like, I was, you know what? I forgot to throw them away. All right? It's my fault. I should have thrown them away.
Why would you?
Basically,
just said souvenirs. Why would you
all right, they're souvenirs from past hookups before I met you.
That's disgusting.
We're gonna break.
I never cheated on you. I don't wear them.
That's
and
disgusting.
Like,
well, I'm gonna throw them out. I'm throwing them out.
Oh, gonna, hold on. Like, you know,
oh,
let's just meet together and like, you know.
Hold on.
We're gonna break in. We're gonna break in.
To hold on to those anymore.
Hi. Good morning. Is this John?
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, John. Hey, you're on a party line here. No, just kidding. John, this is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on the radio here on 93.1 Jams. 93.1.
Oh,
and April has called us to help her out with a thing we do called Breaking Bad News, where she had to tell you she found the underwear. And it took you a while to get to exactly what's happening. But let me just clarify for everybody that's just catching up here. You actually had some girlfriends in one night stands that you would basically keep the underwear from as sort of a souvenir. Maybe like, you know how guys keep a deer on the wall?
Or
you get a fish and you get
it's your trophy. It's your memento.
So you've been keeping the underwear of various girls that you were with. Is that right?
Just say it.
Yeah.
14 different ones.
Wow.
Ones.
I mean, that was all from the past, though. Like, I don't want April, you know, I've never cheated on you. Like, I've changed when I've been with you, you know?
I don't know now. If you're holding on to underwear?
Well.
I forgot. Like, I mean, they're in the.
Listen, April, guys collect stamps.
Oh, really?
Some guys have an insect.
Stamps? Maybe like baseball cards. I have to ask the question because I think everybody's wondering. Are these underwear, have they been washed or are these just a collection of already worn?
How is everyone wondering that?
Because people are wondering.
Of course they didn't wash him. He's a guy.
I mean, I really don't want to answer this question.
Yes, you do.
he answered it by not answering.
Okay. Oh,
here's
worse.
Another question that everybody's wondering.
Ew.
Is that from 14 different girls?
Of course it is.
Okay, another answer from John by not answering.
April, not April.
You need to check your maturity.
You know, yeah. No, you know what? If it makes you feel better, throw them away. Throw them away. Because I value our relationship more than that.
Okay. All right. Let me just say this. Okay. At least he is saying, look, throw them away. He values the relationship. He's never cheated on you, April. And as weird as this is, it does seem like he's making a concession here. So, and if it gives you, it'll give you some power to throw them away and get rid of them, and you guys can move on. We did get a text message from Steve who says, listen, if you need somebody to unload them on,
he's. Oh my gosh.
Hey guys,
there's others out there. That's sick.